Let's have a word of prayer. Father, on this special evening, we do ask that you help us to focus our eyes on the Lord Jesus, that baby born so long ago, but who is destined to change the world forever. Amen. Please do sit down. And let me just welcome you all again, particularly if you've arrived since our start. It is a very special evening as we look forward to tomorrow and the celebration of the birthday of the Lord Jesus. But as I was preparing for this evening's talk, my mind went off on a completely different track. And I was reminded of the classic film Raid on Entebbe. I don't know if you remember that film, it's a true story. And it's set back in 1976 when terrorists hijacked an Air France aeroplane. And they flew it to Entebbe Airport in Uganda. Most of the hostages taken were Jews. After a while, some of the hostages were released, but over 100 Jewish people remained captive in the terminal building at Entebbe. And then the most remarkable thing happened. A rescue operation took place. A crack unit of the Israeli Defense Forces flew 4 Hercules aircraft right into Entebbe Airport. A very, very daring plan. But it worked. Virtually all the hostages were rescued. Only 3 hostages and 1 Israeli commando died. An incredible rescue. Now, I know this is a bit of a bizarre thing to suggest, but just bear with me. Can you imagine any of those hostages in the terminal building with gunmen all around them? Can you imagine any of them sitting there thinking, you know what, I don't need rescuing. It's no big deal me being here. Of course, there's no way they would say that. They realised that they were helpless. They were in need of a strong rescuer. More recently, I've watched a completely different film. Saturday evenings at the rectory are usually film night, and a few weeks ago we watched Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Very different film indeed. But at one point in that film, the three heroes, so I'm not going to ruin the plot, at one point in the film, the three heroes end up in the Lotus Casino in Las Vegas. And while they're there, they're offered these lotus flowers to eat. And lotus flowers are very sinister indeed. Because what they do is they rob our heroes of their senses. And our heroes, they forget their mission. And all they want to do is just stay forever in that wonderful casino. They become prisoners and slaves and they just do not realise it. They don't realise they need rescuing. And that's really my point. It's very easy to accept the offer of a rescue if you know you need saving. It's much more difficult if you reckon you don't need rescuing. Our second Bible reading this evening is a record of the words spoken by a new father, a new proud dad called Zechariah. And Zechariah is holding a miracle baby in his hands. He thought he was never going to be a dad. He and his wife were old and childless, and then this miracle happened. So here he is holding this new baby boy in his hands. And the baby is John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus. And then Zechariah, filled with the Spirit of the living God, speaks these words of prophecy. I'll just repeat a few. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies. Now, did you notice some of the key words there? God has come to redeem his people. That means he has come to set them free. He has raised up a horn of salvation. Horn symbolizes strength, but there's that word again, salvation. And then we hear salvation another time. Salvation from enemies. So, as he prophesies, what's Zechariah's message? Well, it's that a major rescue operation is on its way. But this is no crack military unit in Four Hercules. No, the rescue unit is made up of two babies. The first baby is the one he's holding, John the Baptist. And John's mission is to get the people ready for the second baby. And the second baby, of course, is Jesus. The reason we're here tonight, celebrating his birthday. Jesus is the strong rescuer from God. Let's go back to this first baby. Why this first baby? Why John the Baptist? What was he needed for? Well, verses 76 and 77 of our reading. Zechariah says, "You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins." In the film Raid on Entebbe, there was no need of a messenger to precede the rescue unit, because all the hostages knew their situation. They knew they needed saving. No doubt about it. However, when Percy Jackson and his friends were trapped inside the Lotus Casino, they did not know that they needed a rescue. They thought all was just fine. The first baby, John the Baptist, then his mission is to prepare the way for Jesus by alerting the people that they need rescuing. They need rescuing, and that this rescue is to be found in the second baby, Jesus Christ. Well, I've now lived in Suffolk for almost 2.5 years, and it really is a lovely county full of some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. And one thing I've noticed is a real genuine care and concern for others. I've also noticed how most people, I think, are very content living here. And it got me wondering, is Suffolk maybe a little bit like a lotus flower? Does living in this wonderful county sometimes blind us to our desperate need to be rescued? Not from Suffolk. What is it we need to be rescued from then? Well, why did Jesus come into the world 2,000 years ago? What is his mission of salvation? That is the message we need to hear. Well, John the Baptist prepares the way by, as we've just heard, giving people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins. The rescue we need is the rescue from sin. The first thing we need to do is recognize that we need rescuing from sin. We need to recognize our need for forgiveness. We must not be like Percy Jackson in the Lotus Casino, fooled into thinking there's no need to be set free. We all need to be set free from our sin. Perhaps I need to just define briefly what's meant by sin. It's an old-fashioned word. Just three letters, and the letter in the middle is I. Me. That lies at the heart of sin. It's when I put me first and ignore others. And when I ignore the God who created me. Our inherent selfishness, our desire to have our own way, our greed. That's the problem. And that's what we need rescuing from. So how can we be rescued from our sin and be forgiven? Well, our first reading from Romans chapter 5. Let me just say two of those lines. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, Jesus believed so strongly that the human race needed to be set free from its slavery that he died for us. He came into the world as a little baby and took upon himself our sin and then died on a wooden cross outside Jerusalem. That's why he came, to carry our sin in his body as he died on that cross. And the Bible explains that he did this to set us free from evil and sin. That is how Jesus rescues people. It's not a daring raid in Hercules' aircraft. It's by dying. And each time we receive Holy Communion, as we're going to do in a few minutes' time, we remember that great rescue. And that really is what Christmas is all about. It's about being rescued from our greatest enemy. Not terrorists, but the sin that lurks inside each one of us. Just back to that second reading from Luke, though. According to this reading, what's the result of God's rescue? When we turn to Christ and receive the forgiveness of sins, what happens? Verses 74 and 75 explain, saying, we are rescued from the hand of our enemies, and we're enabled to serve God now without fear, in holiness and righteousness all our days. And verse 79 tells us that having our sins forgiven means that the light can shine through the darkness, and that the shadow of death is destroyed, and that our feet are guided into the path of peace. It's quite simple. Evil and sin are humankind's greatest enemies, because they lead to injustice, they lead to suffering, and ultimately they lead to death. But when evil and sin are dealt with by the death of Jesus, well, then we're set free. Set free to live without the fear of death. Instead, we can look forward to eternal life and true peace and safety and holiness. So where does that leave us this Christmas? Well, maybe you have been a Christian, a follower of Jesus, for years and years. In which case, Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate. It's a wonderful time to give thanks to our great God for his marvellous rescue. A great time to give thanks to God for the forgiveness of sins that only Jesus can bring. But maybe you're here this evening and you realise that you're not yet a Christian. That you do need rescuing. A Christian is simply a follower of Jesus, someone who has placed their trust in Jesus Christ and therefore has received forgiveness of sins. Maybe you've never thought about doing that. Well, a Christian is someone who has simply turned around to God and said, yes, I realise I need to be rescued by you. I need to be rescued from the consequences of my sinful behaviour. Jesus, please rescue me. If that describes you this evening, well, let me encourage you to investigate further. Christmas really is good news. The promise of being rescued from sin and eternal death is on offer. In just a few hours, there's going to be lots of presents being opened. And I don't know what presents you're hoping for. But please do not miss out on this one. The greatest Christmas present on offer is a present of eternal life, sins forgiven, and peace with God. As you leave tonight, I'll have a couple of books at the back. One is a copy of John's Gospel, a short account of the life of Jesus. Please do take one and read it and find out more about Jesus and the great rescue he offers. If you've already got one of those, well, I've got some little booklets written by Pam Milliard, one of our congregation here, called A Little Book of Pearls. Please do take that, full of lots of snippets of God's wisdom. But please do take one of those books. Find out more about Jesus, God's great rescuer. The reason he was born as a baby. I'm going to close now with a prayer, but in the meantime, may I wish you all a very happy Christmas. So, Father God, we do thank you for loving the world so much that you sent Jesus to be our rescuer. Thank you for Christmas. And please, Lord, help us to celebrate that great rescue. And if we have not yet accepted Jesus into our hearts, may we do so even tonight. Amen.